Thank you, Sam. I'm here with the Flying Dutchman, otherwise known as Martin Paas. First one for you, Martin. What do you think of that nickname, Flying Dutchman? I feel like it's a pretty generic one for any Dutch person.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. It's, I think it's some mythical things. I know it's for SpongeBob, to be honest, so that's funny. But it's funny. It's true. So,
well, let's get to soccer now. It hasn't been the best start for FC Dallas, but you guys do have back-to-back clean sheets. Do you feel like the defensive identity is coming back, and how important is that going forward for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think we were very, very connected over the last two games. I think it's always a great picture if you see it on how we defend set pieces. I think the first game so it was a little bit off, and then you will see. You always see like a little bit more connectivity if that is really good. So I think the last two games, we had a lot of energy in that. And I think just, cohesive, we called in Holland, there was just more of a connectivity between the guys and guys who cheer each other on. Like Ibiaga had a really good block in the game and I go to him to give him my credits. And then if I have a good save, they credit me and vice versa. So I think that's just something where we can build on. And good foundation. And now... If you keep the zero, you only need to score one goal to get 3 points. So that's something that we definitely build on.
Absolutely. You guys will be looking for your third straight shutout up in Colorado. That's been a really difficult place for FC Dallas over the years. The club hasn't won there since 2014. You've played there a few times. What makes it so difficult in that venue?
I don't know, to be honest. It's just the last 2 years, I remember, of course, there's the altitude, but that, for me, that's no problem because in Salt Lake City, I've won every single time. So, it's just been a mismatch so far the last 2 years. I remember last year they were in a not so good spot, and then I think they won against us since a very long time. And the first year, we also lost 1-0, I believe. Well, I just think they are what I said. In my previous answer, they are very good in defensive set pieces, and if we have that connectivity and that voice is there, then that's already a massive thing because that's one of their main strengths, I believe, with a great service and with big guys. Like I remember the goal against Maxo last year, and they're known for that. For the rest, I can't say too much about it. I think we just really want to win there and get 3 points and get back to winning ways.
To get 3 points up there, you guys will need to score at least one goal, of course. The team hasn't been creating a ton of chances recently. You see the whole game in front of you all game long. Where is the breakdown happening in your mind?
Yeah, I think we worked a lot on it today. I think Coach said today we are lost in the league with the runs in behind. And I think if you don't run like for yourself, but also for other people, you won't open up or create any space for people to come into, and then it's very easy to defend and it's tough to break lines. So I think that's definitely a point where we work on, and I think for the rest it's just also what I said, sometimes a little bit sacrificing yourself for others and just make some sacrificing runs to open up spaces. And it's also, for example, we reviewed the game against Seattle and there were some spaces, if we had make a little bit better decisions in the final third, we had some guys open and who are ready to just have a simple tap in. And I think if we don't rush too much in the final third and make the right decisions and shoot when we have to shoot, but also have a great overview if someone else is looking and being in a better spot, and then just hit it with confidence and hit it on target. I think that's, especially in altitude where the ball flies a little bit harder, if you just hit it on target, you at least get maybe a good rebound, and then from that you can create really good opportunities.
Perfect. Well, while we're getting analytical, let's talk about stats. You shared some advanced goalkeeping stats with me that you found on FBRF, the big soccer stats.
It got sent to me.
It got sent to you. Okay. Yeah. Well, you were near the top of that, unsurprisingly. That checks with the eye test as well. You've had a great season so far. But I feel like advanced stats and analytics has become a much bigger part of the conversation in sports in general over the last 5-10 years, at least among the media and fans. Does that extend to players as well? Is the locker room looking at these sites as well?
I think it's a goalkeeper thing that we look a little bit more into it, and it's also because a lot of times we get judged on clean sheets and I don't think, or shutouts, and I think that's fair in terms of result because you get at least 1 point if you get that, but I think as goalkeepers you can only control the controllables, and I always try to look at that like in a way of like, how could I have controlled the controllables and do the things that I had to do and make the saves that I had to save. For example, at the beginning of the season there were some goals where I don't know if I could have done way much more about it, and then that's a good extra check for yourself to stay factual and not lose yourself in the emotional world of the of football that sometimes can really be there, and it's just some extra checks for yourself if you like, just to keep up and improving those single details that have to be worked on.
Last one for you, Martin. I know you're a big Dallas sports guy. The Mavericks and the Stars are about to start playoffs here pretty soon. Who do you have your eye on? Are you going to be at any of the games? What do you think about the upcoming playoff runs?
Yeah, I'm planning Monday to go to the Stars here. Now I don't live next to it anymore. It's a little bit more tough. Last year, I almost went to every Stars playoff game. And Mavericks definitely excited for it. I think I would just host a lot of, like, with some teammates, some viewing parties at my home. Now I moved up to Frisco. It's a little bit easier to do that. And, we just have some great nights watching basketball. And hopefully we see the Stars and the Mavericks advance very far. I have very good hopes. I think Stars were division winners and even, like, conference winners. I believe so. And they played the Vegas where they got knocked out last year. And then the Mavs, they have an unbelievable team. I think after the trade window, it's been incredible with Gafford and PJ Washington and the team coming together, and hopefully Lively coming back as well. And then as well, the next week is the NFL draft as well. So it's just, it's a great week weeks to if you're a sports lover. And since I came to the US, I fell in love with almost every American sport. And of course, being a Dallas guy now, I always root for the Dallas teams.
And we love that about you, Martin. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck.
Yes, thank you, man.